Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Just on his seventh draw. There's a shot. Scores! Another face-off win by Jiří Kulík, and J.J. Paterka puts the Sabres on top 3-2 with 6:27 to go in the third here in Vancouver.
And that's how it would finish up tonight as the Buffalo Sabres defeat the Vancouver Canucks 3-2. Welcome into the post-game show. The game winner from J.J. Paterka, his 11th of the season. Rasmus Dahlin with the primary assist. Jiří Kulík, the face-off win, the secondary assist. That's your goal of the game. Brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. Welcome into the post-game show. I'm Pat Malacaro. The Sabres, after trailing 2-1 going into the third, thanks to a goal by Jiří Kulík, and then J.J. Paterka come away with the 3-2 victory as the Sabres, after losing Monday afternoon to Seattle, have now split the first two games of the road trip, and not also for the lack of effort by Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen tonight, who in the third period made 12 saves, including a big one late on this save of the game.
So the numbers might be just under 50% by the end of the game for Kulík. 3 seconds to go, one shot for Besser, rebound to the net, saved by Luukkonen, saved by Luukkonen. 3-2 the final, the Buffalo Sabres hang on.
Dan Dunleavy with the call. The save of the game is brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers. For great deals on the entire Honda lineup, visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. Luukkonen, some big saves in the third right there in the final moments as the Canucks had the goaltender pulled. Demko was out of the goal for about 2 minutes, minute 45. A couple of chances, but Luukkonen and the Sabres hang tough and pick up the 3-2 victory over Vancouver tonight. We'll get you some final stats from the game as well. Take a final look around the league. But first, let's get connected with Paul Hamilton here on the post-game show. As Paul, let's start with the Sabres' Jiří Kulík tonight. Couple of assists, couple of big face-off wins, a big goal early in the third period. Kind of did it all for the Sabres at both ends of the ice.
Yeah, his second three-point game this year. And, you know, he's done a nice job in the two games he's been back, centering Tage Thompson. First it was Jason Zucker, but he couldn't play in this game so with the flu. So in this game it was J.J. Paterka. And guess who scores the game-winning goal? J.J. Paterka. And the Sabres answered the question we asked in the second intermission. Could they come back and find some energy in the third period? It was an excellent first period. I thought they really responded to their coach very well. In the first period, left the period with a 1-0 lead. But second period, it looked like they were out of gas. You know, they had a hard morning skate, something they're not used to in a back-to-back. And, you know, they wound up a 1-0 lead, became a 2-1 deficit. But as we mentioned, it's only one goal, you know. So you got a full period to come back and find that goal and try to pick up 2 points. And they found that energy in the third period, a very impressive third period. Did they give up some chances? Yeah, they did. But Ukko Pekka Luukkonen was dead on his game. I mean, I'm not going to say he stole them a win, but he certainly made some huge saves, especially on 6-on-5. You know, he was right on his game. So, you know, coming into the period, you're wondering, are you going to waste another good effort by Ukko Pekka Luukkonen? The Buffalo has wasted some goaltending efforts in this season. And, you know, but they didn't. He wound up making, you know, the saves that needed to be made. And, again, 6-on-5, right at the buzzer. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had a puck. I'm not sure if Garland got a piece of that or not, but he had to make a huge save there right before the buzzer, maybe 30 seconds before that. Peterson, they worked the puck to him for a one-timer, and he read it perfectly, came across, made a huge save. And, you know, it's, you know, he preserved a win for his team. So it's one of those games where they played for each other. Everybody did their job. And it's also another one of those games where I'm just going to say they can play when they want to. You know, they can do what Lindy Ruff wants them to do when they want to. And that's the frustrating part of this series or this season, because there's too many games where they haven't wanted to or haven't accomplished it. And they're just showed again in this game. When they do what they're asked to do, they're a pretty darn good hockey team.
And results of the Sabres 3-2 win, two goals in the third period for that comeback. And, you know, you mentioned right out at the outset, we discussed it in the second intermission, what team would show up in the third. And you never know how it will end up going, but Tage Thompson, in the first shift of the period, I believe, you know, tries to cut between two Canuck players and draws a power play. So tries to take the puck to the net and show that, all right, the second period might not have been good enough. Let's reestablish ourselves in the third. And the team just continued after that. They didn't. It wasn't just one shift and done. It seemed like they really, even though they didn't score on the power play after Soucy took the hooking penalty, they really just tried to build something, and it resulted in those two goals.
Yes, they did. And, you know, on that power play where he took that penalty, Thompson turns the puck over. And then they wind up going down the other way. Sherwood had a little bit of a chance. I wouldn't say it's a fantastic chance, but Luukkonen made the save shorthanded. Then the Sabres iced the puck. That's the biggest no-no you can do, is ice the puck on the power play. Nothing will aggravate a coach more than that. But so it's like, all right, there's a blown opportunity there. Paterka fanned on a power play opportunity. That's actually the play that gave Sherwood the chance. It wasn't the Thompson play. It was Paterka fanning on a shot that gave him the chance. So, you know, he had to make a save on that, but they survived that. And, you know, Kulik had a good chance when he cut in, and a big save by Demko. And you're wondering, well, are they, you know, they're getting chances now. Let's see if they can break through. Sometimes they have trouble breaking through. And sure enough, it's Kulik, but, you know, I just love Paterka on the play, using his speed to get in there, causing the turnover in the corner. And then Kulik, you know, wins the battle in front of the net. He goes to the front of the net, just like Lindy Ruff asked, just like they did for the whole first period. And Kulik had two glorious scoring opportunities in the first period by going to the net. This one he converted. And now you've tied the hockey game, and you're giving yourself a chance to win. And it's Paterka again. And the thing I loved about that goal is Kulik wins the draw to Dahlin coming in down the left wing wall. Dahlin waits for Paterka to make eye contact, and Paterka backs off to give him a passing lane. And once he got the puck, he wasted no time. That puck was gone as soon as it hit his stick. And, you know, good luck to Thatcher Demko to try to save that. Basically, he's going to stop it if it hits him. You know, he just has no time to make a move when somebody like J.J. Paterka gets a puck off that quickly. So there's your game-winning goal. They held on to win. The 6-on-5 wasn't perfect. I still thought they sat back a little, not the whole time. You know, they did kind of press the Canucks. It's almost like they caught themselves. Oh, wait a minute. No, we got to come forward. We got to go at them. And they, you know, they didn't really get a chance at the empty net, but they kept things to the outside. When Hughes gets the puck, you hold your breath, because you know he can make plays that a lot of guys can't make. and he almost did, but they were able to basically keep it to the outside, except those saves we talked about. And it's a team win. They Luukkonen made the saves. They did their jobs, and they win the hockey game.
Same three players combined four different ways in that third period for the two goals. Rasmus Dahlin, a couple of assists, including the primary on the game winner. J.T. Paterka, an assist on Yuri Kulik's goal. And it was Kulik who won the faceoff that eventually created the opportunity for Paterka, who scores the game winner at 13:33 of the third period. It results in a Sabres 3-2 victory tonight over Vancouver. Paul, Sabres have a day tomorrow to kind of now recharge the batteries a little bit. They'll play Calgary on Thursday. Still two games to go on this Western road trip. So two more opportunities to pick up some points and just build a little momentum as you head towards the end of January. What are you maybe looking for on Thursday against this Calgary team?
Well, they're going to get tomorrow off, so they'll be able to relax. I mean, Vancouver came into the game 1 point behind Calgary, so these are two teams that are fairly close to each other as far as the standings go. They finally took advantage of a team that's slumping. Usually when they play a slumping team this year, they kind of give them momentum and give them a win. But Vancouver came in a slumping team, and Buffalo, you know, comes out with the victory. So good for them on that one. But now you come up against the Calgary Flames, and I'm stalling a little bit because I want to see what the score was when Calgary was in Buffalo. Although I can't get through all these Canucks here on they got about 95 guys on their roster here. Okay, I finally made it there, and the Calgary Flames was on November 9th, and they won that game 3-2. So it was also a shootout that they won it in. So that was one of those games where.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
You got your point. Now you got to go get 2 points, and they accomplished that back then. So this was another game I was thinking in the third period. You know, if you're in a race, they got to learn how to get these hockey games to overtime to guarantee a point. And if you can do that when you're down a goal coming into the third period, and I said, you know, down 2-1, I'm thinking, all right, you got to find a way. They got to get in the habit of doing this, and you got to find a way to at least get it to overtime, get your point, and then go get the second point, you know, but they didn't need it. You know, they were able to do it in regulation time, and, they leave with their 2 points.
And the Sabres now through 47 games, 18-24-5, 41 points total on the season. Paul, thanks for all your work throughout pregame intermissions and here on postgame tonight. It's been great to chat with you these last couple of games, and looking forward to doing it again soon.
I'm going to keep you up a little bit later because I don't want to forget to mention Tyson Kozak here and at the end. He had two huge block shots, and something I talked about in the pregame, you know, that's a guy that you know exactly what you're going to get from him. He's going to do anything to win a hockey game, and he did just that. And one of those came late. They're both, I think, in the second half and third period, but two very key block shots. I noticed him on a forecheck in the third period, you know, when he got on the ice, and he did get 16 minutes of ice time in this game. But I'm so used to seeing it when I go down and watch him in Rochester, because that's what he does, you know, in the playoffs. You know, it's a 6-on-5. I was actually a little surprised he wasn't out there for the 6-on-5. And who's diving head first to block a shot, you know, in a playoff game? And you know, so I'm just so used to the way he plays hockey and watching him. And sure enough, that's what he did in this game. Two huge block shots for him.
And he comes through and helps the Sabres in the win. Somebody you said, you know, as we talked about him, keyed in him on pregame, might not have the most talent in the world, but good luck outworking Kozak. And those are two examples right there.
Absolutely. By the way, Brock Besser had 8 shots in this game, 10 shot attempts, and only had an assist. They kept him off the scoreboard, so good for them.
Well, that's another player. You go back to the Penguins game a couple of games ago, keep some of the key players off the scoreboard, at least give yourself a chance to pick up a victory.
Absolutely, and two, even though Peterson scored, I mean, Luukkonen made two huge saves on him, 1 6-on-5 and another one earlier. So even though he got a goal, I mean, that's a guy that could ruin your evening, and Luukkonen came up big.
And the Sabres defeat Vancouver 3-2. Paul, thanks for chatting here tonight. Brian will be back on Thursday. I'll see you at the arena in just about a week's time.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right, that's Paul Hamilton joining me, Pat Malacaro, here on the Sabres postgame show. And don't forget, we got connected with Paul. That's powered by Verizon. Get your local Verizon store today. We'll get connected again in just a second as the Sabres pick up the victory. Let's get some final stats from this one tonight. The Sabres in the third period had 11 shots on goal, scoring twice against Thatcher Demko, 27 total shots in the game, shot attempts. Sabres had over 50 overall on the night as well. So plenty of shots on goal, shot attempts, helping the Sabres to this victory tonight. For Vancouver in the third period, they had 12 shots. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen up to the task on all 12 in the game. 33 total shots, 31 saves for Luukkonen. And the Sabres come away with the victory with 11 block shots as well. For Vancouver, they had 12. So for the Sabres, 11 block shots to Vancouver's 12, and the Canucks 34 shots on goal in the game to Buffalo's 26. Those are some final stats of the game, brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Sabres had the only power play chance in the third period as Connor Soucy was called for hooking, as talked about with Paul in that opening shift of the period. Tage Thompson trying to get through a couple of Canuck defensemen with a hustle play, creating the opportunity for the Sabres to have that power play. Of course, Vancouver maybe had the better of the chances for by and large in those 2 minutes, thanks to some passes that didn't quite go the Sabres' way. But that shift by Thompson helping lead the team eventually to this victory, where they are able to come back and put together a strong third period for the 3-2 win over the Canucks. Buffalo did it without Jason Zucker in the lineup tonight. He missed the game. Lindy Ruff, pregame this morning, told reporters assembled out in Vancouver that he was dealing with an illness and was questionable. So we know Zucker did not play. Tyson Kozak, who Paul mentioned right at the end of our conversation, was recalled from Rochester earlier today in the lineup and played some big minutes for the team. A couple of block shots and key into the Sabres picking up the win here tonight. So Kozak back in the lineup. Sabres won with 11 forwards, 7 defensemen as a result of Jason Zucker being out. We know Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, after having yesterday off, returned and picked up the victory for Buffalo. That's your injury report, brought to you by the Orthopedic Center at St. Joseph Campus. So the Sabres pick up the win here tonight. Let's take a look around the NHL before we wrap things up, give you a look at the final standings for tonight as well. Everything else in the league has gone final tonight as we take a look around the NHL. It's brought to you by Figo, Carr, and Joyce, who are border attorneys. Earlier on tonight in Montreal, a third period goal by Jake Evans gave the Canadiens a 3-2 victory over Tampa Bay, while the Senators were shut out in New York 5-0. The Blue Shirts with the win. As Igor Shesterkin has 20 saves in the victory. Alexi Lafreniere, a goal and an assist for Lafreniere in that. Also, the Flyers 2-1 winners over the Red Wings in overtime tonight. While San Jose entered the third period against Nashville with a 5-3 lead, they end up falling to the Predators 7-5, 4 goals in the third, including a goal and 3 assists for Jonathan Marchessault in that victory. The Hurricanes, with a third period goal, defeat the Stars 2-1. Jesperi Kotkaniemi, both of the goals for Carolina in that contest. The Capitals 3-2 winners over the Oilers, as Edmonton, without Connor McDavid, serving the first of 3 games of his suspension after an incident against the Canucks over the weekend, and the Panthers 5-2 winners over the Ducks as well, taking advantage of 3 goals in the first period tonight. So the Sabres, with their victory, now through 47 games on the season, still remain in last place in the Atlantic Division and in last place overall in the Eastern Conference, 18-24-5, good for 41 points. The next team on the list is the Islanders, as they are have 45 points on the season through 46 games, so one fewer game played and 4 more points than the Sabres heading into Wednesday night's action. Buffalo's next opponent will be Calgary on Thursday night. That's a 9 o'clock faceoff out at the Saddle Dome. Calgary sits in a playoff spot at the moment, 51 points through 45 games. And as Paul mentioned, the Sabres already a victory in a shootout against Calgary back in November at KeyBank Center, a shootout in which the Sabres actually led 2-0 in the game. Calgary came back, tied things up, and then it was a J.J. Paterka shootout goal. I believe it was the only one of the shootout that helped Buffalo pick up that 3-2 victory, get that second point in the shootout. And the next matchup will be against that Calgary Flames team again. Again, this 4-game Western road trip will conclude on Saturday afternoon as the Sabres will meet the Oilers for a 4 o'clock puck drop. But before then, 9 o'clock in Calgary on Thursday night, Brian Cozio will be back with you, and he will have pregame coverage starting at 8 p.m. So the Sabres pick up the 3-2 victory over Vancouver tonight. They've split the first 2 games of the road trip, losing yesterday afternoon in Seattle, and a victory tonight in Vancouver. Don't forget, we got connected with Paul Hamilton in the postgame show tonight that was powered by Verizon. Get your local Verizon store today. Paul will join Brian on the pregame show coming up on Thursday night when the Sabres take on the Flames, and that's when we'll talk to you next. That'll do it for us here tonight along the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. I want to thank everybody who worked on the broadcast here this evening. Our engineer is Tom Matty. Our network producer, TJ Luckman, for Kyle Powell, who took care of the social media and the game story over at WGR550.com. For our game reporter, Paul Hamilton, and our announcers tonight, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray. I'm Pat Malacaro. The Buffalo Sabres defeat the Vancouver Canucks 3-2, and you've been listening to the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.